Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Recovery plan drafted for bull trout. After almost 3 years of research and public input, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed designating critical habitat for the bull trout along 18,468 miles of streams and 537,722 acres of lakes and reservoirs in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Montana. The agency issued a draft recovery plan for three distinct populations of threatened bull trout in the Columbia River Basin, the Klamath River Basin, and the St. Mary Belly River Basin. Critical habitat is being proposed only in the Columbia and Klamath River basins at this time. In January of 2002, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Alliance for the Wild Rockies and Friends of the Wild Swan reached a court settlement establishing a procedure for the proposal of critical habitat for bull trout. The two environmental groups sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for not designating critical habitat after listing bull trout in 1988 and 1999 as threatened throughout its range in the lower 48 states. The agency said budget constraints prevented it from completing critical habitat determinations at that time. We are grateful to the states, tribes, watershed councils, private landowners, and representatives of industry and conservation groups who spent so much time working with our biologists to determine what it will take to protect and recover this wide-ranging but declining species, said Ann Badgley, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Pacific Regional Director. The bull trout is threatened by habitat degradation and fragmentation, blockage of migratory corridors, poor water quality, past fisheries management, and the introduction of non-native species such as brown lake and brook trout. While bull trout occur over a large area, many of the populations are small and isolated from each other, making them more susceptible to local extinctions. Many landowners continue to take actions that may harm bull trout, emphasizing the need for a master recovery plan and critical habitat designation. Recently, U.S. District Judge Lynn Windmill issued a permanent injunction that bars rancher Verl Jones from taking water out of Otter Creek, a tributary to Panther Creek in the Salmon River Basin of central Idaho, a decades-old irrigation diversion that poses harm to bull trout. Jones used the water for his livestock operation near Chehalis, Idaho. This decision affirms that farmers and ranchers cannot violate the Endangered Species Act, said WWP Executive Director John Marvel. If listed fish continue to be harmed by irrigators, they either have to change their ways or risk losing their diversions. This story from the Environment News Service. No logging in Santa Cruz City watershed lands, a long-awaited victory. After 2.5-year process, the Santa Cruz City Council in California voted to end logging on all 4,000 acres of city-owned watershed lands. In a unanimous vote on November 12th, the City Council accepted the Watershed Management Technical Advisory Task Force's consensus recommendation to continue to refrain from timber harvesting for commercial purposes on city-owned watershed lands, as it is inconsistent with the primary goal of maintenance of water quality. In addition, the Council accepted the other three consensus recommendations of the task force to decommission existing roads that are not needed for fire management, patrol, or recreation, and better stabilize those roads that will remain, to determine the most effective methods of firefighting that would likely be used on city lands, further develop actions for fire management to minimize impacts of fire and fire suppression activities, and to develop recommendations for measures to reduce impacts from lands in Newell Creek watersheds not owned by the city. The task force will continue to meet to hammer out details of these recommendations and others as it finalizes the Watershed Resources Management Plan for watershed lands owned by the City of Santa Cruz. We thank Jody Frediani, Executive Director of the Citizens for Responsible Forest Management, for this story. You can view their webpage at www.crfm.org. That's www.crfm.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't compromise in the-